On this 4th of July, let's talk about what really matters. Fireworks. In Washington, D.C., 700,000 people are expected to head to the National Mall to watch the show with the Washington Monument in the backdrop. In New York City, 3 million people will witness a display of more than 50,000 pyrotechnic shells launching from 5 barges on the East River. Tulsa, Oklahoma holds its celebration at the River West Festival Park along the Arkansas River. Seattle's fireworks will be fired from a barge in Lake Union. The small town of Addison, Texas will set off a big show tonight called Kaboom Town. There will be plenty of fanfare here in Boston at the Esplanade on the Charles River, as well as in Philadelphia, where the city wraps up an 8-day celebration of the country's independence with fireworks over the Philadelphia Museum of Art. People on the opposite end of Pennsylvania in Pittsburgh will watch at Point State Park. You can watch by boat or follow the advice of many and watch from one of Pittsburgh's 446 bridges. Back in April, our election road trip took us to Pittsburgh, and we took a break from politics to learn more about those bridges. There are more in Pittsburgh than in Venice, Italy. In fact, the city is called the City of Bridges. We started our tour with local historian Bob Regan, the author of the book Bridges of Pittsburgh, and he took us to a unique spot in the city, right in the middle of 3 identical bridges.
These are the only 3 identical side-by-side bridges in the world. They're called the Three Sisters. 2 of them are named after men, though. Andy Warhol Bridge, Roberto Clemente, and the Rachel Carson. They're also the only bridges of this design in the world. They're called the Self-Anchored Suspension Bridge. They were modeled after a bridge in Germany that was destroyed during the Second World War. And I'm convinced the bombardier was from Pittsburgh. Took it out.
Well, and they are just 3, by the way, of more than 400 bridges in the Pittsburgh
446.
Area. 446. Yeah. Why so many bridges?
I have no idea. I think, a lot of, cities have rivers. A lot of cities have topography. Pittsburgh has both. And so it's been transportation has always been overcoming topography. So it's been through bridges, it's been through incline, it's been through city steps, flights of steps for people to walk up the hills.
These bridges that we're looking at right now are all painted yellow. Why?
All around downtown Pittsburgh, all the bridges are painted yellow. Actually, it's called Aztec gold because downtown Pittsburgh is triangular in shape. It's the center of business, banking, industry, and it's known as the Golden Triangle. Hmm. And so they painted the bridges to reflect that. Originally, all the bridges around the rivers were wooden toll bridges. Hmm. But we had steamboats, and that caused a problem. They all burned. And so eventually they were converted over.
How much do Pittsburgh's bridges mean to the identity of Pittsburgh?
Oh, Lord. I think everything. I mean, you just look around to the city or you go to some grocery stores, there's models of bridges. A lot of the businesses have the bridges in their representation of the business and their logo. And so I think it's everything. I think Pittsburgh is really identified with them.
It would not be a good place to live if you have a fear of bridges.
No, not at all. Yeah, I mean, every day, bridges and tunnels here. That's every day is any commute you take, any place you go, you're going over
a
bridge
or
through a tunnel. Yeah.
What's the newest bridge in Pittsburgh?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Well, they're building one right now called the Greenfield Bridge, but it's a replacement bridge.
And is it a suspension bridge like the rest of these?
No. It's just a flat, regular bridge. I think any bridge today is very functional and not so much into the design. And that's the other thing, too, Jeremy. Is Pittsburgh bridges are not only functional, they're beautiful. You know, every bridge or every bridge renovation since 1911, costing more than $25,000, must be approved by the Fine Arts Commission.
Hmm. If Pittsburgh residents had to look at a major price tag to keep these bridges going and were faced with the option of either spending money to upgrade them or tearing some of them down, what do you think they would do?
Oh, I think they'd upgrade them. I don't think there's a question. Yeah.
They love their bridges.
Yeah. I mean, this is a very serious business around here. I don't think they could stand tearing one down. Yeah.
you'll get a similar answer from Pat Hassett, Assistant Director of Transportation and Engineering for the City of Pittsburgh.
There are some bridges that have passed their useful life, and they don't necessarily serve the demand they used to serve in the past when the rivers were full of the steel mills. But we're reluctant to take them out because bridges are more than just connections in communities. They're icons, neighborhoods, and people come to relate to these bridges. So we are looking at ways of maintaining these bridges. One option we have is to reduce them to pedestrian bridges as opposed to vehicular bridges. We're in the process of making that assessment on some of our bridges.
We met Hassett underneath the Liberty Bridge, which was built in the 1920s and is undergoing an $80 million renovation. It's not going to become a pedestrian bridge. It will continue to allow cars to cross into downtown Pittsburgh. Jason Zhang is a structure control engineer with the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation who's working on the Liberty Bridge renovation.
Well, it's been about 30 years, a little bit over 30 years since the last major rehabilitation, and that's about the amount of time that we can go until we need to get in there and do major work. The bridge gets a lot of traffic, a lot of winter services, deteriorating the bridge members. And, we're just at a point now where we need to get in there and do work before we have, major problems.
And as we're standing here, by the way, a train is going by. There is traffic all around. Where does this bridge go? What is the reason that this bridge exists in the first place?
This bridge is the major connection from the South Hills of Pittsburgh, which I grew up 5 minutes on the other side of the tunnel. So this is the major connection point for the South Hills to downtown Pittsburgh and to the Parkway East and Parkway North.
And it was built back in the 1920s.
1928 it was built, right. And it's historically, it's more significant for what it did to the South Hills than the structure itself. It developed the suburbs in the south of Pittsburgh, so Pleasant Hills and Upper St. Clair and all of these communities are basically, the bridge and the tunnels allowed that development to happen.
So what is wrong with it at this moment?
We're replacing the deck. The paint system needs replaced. Those are the two major items, is the deck replacement and the paint system. And then we're doing structural steel repairs all over the truss. We're replacing a lot of the floor system members. We're doing deteriorated concrete repairs. So it's just a whole conglomeration of work.
How long does it take to do all the work that needs to be done?
It's going to be 3 years. So the project ends in 2018.
And this is just one of 24 bridges owned by the City of Pittsburgh that will be in need of major repairs in the next 4 years. Bridges that are deemed structurally deficient, which doesn't mean they're likely to collapse like the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis. It means they're in need of maintenance.
In the recent years, the condition has come to light, and with some of the collapses that happened, the one in Minnesota, and it really brought to light the condition of the bridges. And Pennsylvania has made a priority to make bridge maintenance and repairing the infrastructure that we have, instead of building new infrastructure, we really need to maintain what we have. And that's really what we've been concentrating on the past few years.
Is there any risk of something like what happened in Minnesota happening here?
There's always that risk, but we have some of the best engineers looking at these bridges, and every time something happens like that, we learn from it, and then we go out and we make sure that we're not having the same problem here. So, in fact, when that happened in Minnesota, we went out and inspected the Liberty Bridge and all of our similar structures.
Is there any bridge that keeps you up at night that you're just worried about its condition?
If you asked me that 10 years ago, yes, there was several on my list. But we've actually been making great strides in replacing some of these worst bridges. And Liberty Bridge never kept me up at night for that reason. It's kept me up at night for many other reasons with the work, but not for safety.
If you really want to see just how many bridges this city has, you can take another part of Pittsburgh's aging infrastructure that we're told is safe, the Duquesne Incline, a cable car that's been around since the middle of the 19th century. It takes you 400 feet above the Monongahela River, going 6 miles per hour at a grade of 30 degrees. We rode up with our Pittsburgh bridge expert, Bob Regan, and took in the view, all three rivers, with the downtown skyline smack dab in the middle. And Bob, you can see a whole lot of bridges from here. Let me just try to count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I see 16
And you wouldn't have to ask which river has the most bridges, would you?
That's true. Yeah. The Allegheny definitely has the most bridges.
Another famous bridge engineer from Pittsburgh that people don't think about is George Ferris, the inventor, the maker of the Ferris wheel. And he built it based on bridge technology that he used in Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why the city doesn't have a Ferris wheel here.
But you're saying that we have Pittsburgh to thank for the Ferris wheel?
Yes.
We've got photos of some of Pittsburgh's beautiful bridges and the incredible view from the top of the Duquesne Incline at our website, hereandnow.org. Sadly, no Ferris wheels.
Walking in Pittsburgh, walking on a bridge made of silent steel, walking in Pittsburgh. I really feel the way I feel. They've got ketchup and Permanis, one-way streets that go nowhere. The 61C will be glad to take you, though you.